News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. After 3 weeks in jail, Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan was granted bail on Thursday by the Bombay High Court in the Drugs on Cruise case. Along with Aryan, the HC granted bail to his friend Arbaaz Merchant and model Munmun Dhamicha. However, Aryan and the other two accused won't walk free immediately, as it will happen only after the operative part of the order comes. The three accused will walk free either on Friday or Saturday. Further, the HC will pronounce the detailed order on Friday and the bail conditions for the accused will only be decided then. Bombay HC has granted bail to Aryan Khan, Arbaaz Merchant, Munmun Dhamicha after hearing the arguments for 3 days. The detailed order will be given tomorrow. Hopefully, they will come out of jail by tomorrow or Saturday. Former AG Mukul Rohatgi, who represented Aryan Khan, was quoted as saying by ANI, "For me, it is a regular case. To win some, to lose some, I'm happy that he, that is Aryan Khan, has got bail," he added. Additional Solicitor General Anil Singh, appearing for the Narcotics Control Bureau or NCB, commenced his arguments at 2:58 p.m. and completed the same a little after 4:10 p.m. After the NCB, Rohatgi started his rejoinder arguments, which went on for about 15 minutes. His arguments were cut short abruptly by Justice Samri, who tossed the case-related papers towards his staff and said, "All three applications are allowed." This led to a scramble in the courtroom among media persons and lawyers to exit the room. While hearing the NCB's arguments, Justice Samri sought to know on what basis the anti-drug agency was saying that Aryan Khan had dealt with a commercial quantity of drugs. To this, Singh said, "Aryan Khan had made an attempt to deal with commercial quantity. WhatsApp chats show this. The NCB has also obtained a certificate under Section 65B of the Indian Evidence Act to authenticate that the electronic evidence has been collected from the accused's phone," he said. Singh argued that the NCB had got secret information that around 11 persons were going to consume drugs on the cruise, which was raided by the central agency on October 2. At the time of the raid, out of the 11 persons, 8 were apprehended and most of them were found with drugs. "This cannot be a coincidence. This is why the NCB is saying it is a conspiracy," Singh said. The court then asked if the NCB's case is that of cumulative effect. Singh agreed and said, "Aryan Khan and Merchant are connected with drug peddlers and hence cumulative effect attracts Section 28 and 29 of the NDPS Act. Aryan Khan, his friend Arbaaz Merchant and Dhamicha, a fashion model, were arrested by the NCB on October 3 and booked under relevant sections of the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act for possession, consumption, sale or purchase of banned drugs, conspiracy and abetment. The NCB opposed their bail pleas and argued that the case attracted conspiracy and abetment charges. Aryan Khan's counsel Rohatgi, however, said conspiracy means there has to be a meeting of minds. Aryan does not know any of the other accused in the case except Arbaaz Merchant. There is absolutely no material to show conspiracy," Rohatgi argued. So far, 20 persons have been arrested in the drugs case. The Drugs on Cruise case triggered a slew of controversies related to the NCB and its officials, especially its zonal director in Mumbai, Sameer Vankhede, who faced charges of the extortion attempt to let off Aryan Khan. The central agency and Vankhede, who led the raid on the cruise vessel, have refuted all allegations leveled against them. India could raise the concept of climate justice at the upcoming Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP26, in Glasgow, and launch its own climate tracker before the COP, government sources have told News 18. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Glasgow for the COP26 on November 1 and 2. A source said, to address climate change, there is first a need for climate justice, which involves attitudinal change apart from mere technology. There is a need at the global level to see things from a holistic view. Climate finance is a big issue which we will raise. Also, developed countries need to start from net negative instead of net zero. India has so far not taken a call on the net zero issue, a source told News 18. India is expected to come out with a detailed document on its stand at the COP26 in the form of a booklet. India is also expected to stress at the meeting that it has fulfilled its nationally determined contributions, or NDCs. There is a need to speak first of green credits before carbon credits. The $100 billion commitment needs to be fulfilled with a clear government-to-government transfer, the source added. India is also expected to stress that besides dialogue on climate change, there is a need to take action at the global level, like India has done, by entering an international solar alliance with France. There is a need for actionable forums and innovative actions. Concept of common but differentiated responsibility needs to be followed, the source said. The government in the next couple of days will also launch its own climate tracker, which has been developed by the M.S. Swaminathan Research Institute Foundation in Chennai and National Institute for Advanced Science Studies, Bengaluru. Government sources said India is not likely to agree to the effort to bring a methane pledge, as the approach should not be sectorial and arm twisting on such issues is not desirable. A source said the developed nations have been shifting their goalposts while addressing the problem of climate change, and right from the Kyoto Protocol to Paris Agreement to pre-COP26 held this year in Glasgow, nothing substantial has been derived as an outcome of these meetings that can be put into practice to slow the global temperature rise and save the world from an impending apocalypse. Changing goalposts have always happened on four issues: temperature, mitigation, finance, and responsibility, the source added. Three Kashmiri students arrested in Agra for allegedly raising pro-Pakistan slogans were on Thursday booked for sedition, Uttar Pradesh police officials said. The three students, two of them aged 20 and one 21, were also remanded in 14-day judicial custody by an Agra court, the officials said. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath earlier in the day had said the sedition law will be invoked against those celebrating Pakistan's victory against India in the recent T20 World Cup match. The three students were arrested on Wednesday after an FIR was lodged against them at the Jagdishpura police station. They were accused of raising pro-Pakistan slogans in the wake of an India-Pakistan T20 cricket match and posting celebratory messages on social media after Pakistan's victory, a police official told PTI. On Thursday, they were produced in a magistrate's court in Agra, which remanded them in 14-day judicial custody, the official said. The FIR was initially registered under IPC sections 153A for promoting enmity between groups and 505 for creating or publishing content to promote enmity. Section 124A of sedition of the IPC was included on Friday in the case, the police official said. The trio studies in a private college in Agra. When the students were coming out of the court, some right-wing activists raised slogans against Pakistan and chased them. The Agra police escorted them to safety. Nasir Khwehami, national spokesperson of the Jammu and Kashmir Students Association, urged the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister to drop sedition charges against the students seeking mercy on humanitarian grounds. They have urged the Chief Minister to intervene for the withdrawal of the sedition case and the FIR against the students, he said in a statement. The college authorities must revoke the suspension of the students, whom we urge to focus on their studies, he said. Like many companies in trouble before it, Facebook is changing its name and logo. Facebook Incorporated is now called Meta Platforms Incorporated, or Meta for short, to reflect what CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Thursday is its commitment to developing the new surround yourself technology known as the metaverse. But the social network itself will still be called Facebook. Also unchanged, at least for now, are its chief executive and senior leadership, its corporate structure, and the crisis that has enveloped the company. Skeptics immediately accuse the company of trying to change the subject from the Facebook papers, the trove of leaked documents that have plunged it into the biggest crisis since it was founded in Zuckerberg's Harvard dorm room 17 years ago. The documents portray Facebook as putting profits ahead of ridding its platform of hate, political strife, and misinformation around the world. The move reminded marketing consultant Laura Rice of when energy company BP rebranded itself to Beyond Petroleum to escape criticism that the oil giant harmed the environment. Facebook is the world's social media platform, and they are being accused of creating something that is harmful to people and society, she said. They can't walk away from the social network with a new corporate name and talk of a future metaverse. Facebook, the app, is not changing its name, nor are Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. The company's corporate structure also won't change, but on December 1, its stock will start trading under a new ticker symbol, MVRS. The The metaverse is sort of the internet brought to life, or at least rendered in 3D. Zuckerberg has described it as a virtual environment you can go inside of instead of just looking at on a screen. People can meet, work, and play using virtual reality headsets, augmented reality glasses, smartphone apps, or other devices. It also will incorporate other aspects of online life, such as shopping and social media, according to Victoria Petrock, an analyst who follows emerging technologies. Zuckerberg's foray into virtual reality has drawn some comparisons to fellow tech billionaires' outer space adventures and jokes that perhaps it is understandable he would want to escape his current reality, amid calls for his resignation and increasing scrutiny of the company. On Monday, Zuckerberg announced a new segment for Facebook that will begin reporting its financial results separately from the company's family of apps segment, starting in the final quarter of this year. The entity, Reality Labs, will reduce Facebook's overall operating profit by about $10 billion this year, the company said. Other tech companies such as Microsoft, chipmaker Nvidia, and Fortnite maker Epic Games have all been outlining their own visions of how the metaverse will work. Zuckerberg said that he expects the metaverse to reach 1 billion people within the next decade, and that he hopes the new technology will create millions of jobs for creators. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.